broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're here. Wednesday night, Chuck's in. We got music coming in. We're happy.
This is a good song here. Who sings this? Supertramp.
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 No.
Supertramp.
Supertramp's good.
Supertramp. Even I know that.
Well, Supertramp.
I'd say you have to check that out. Supertramp ain't bad. They had a good song one time. Who was it?
Oh, they're good.
They had several.
Give me a Supertramp song.
Mary Jane.
Huh?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
About marijuana.
Supertramp?
What song's about?
Probably dang. That's legal now. It ain't a big deal anymore.
Oh, yeah. They're flying now.
Greasy smoke dope?
Huh?
Is he a dope smoker? Chuck, you smoke dope?
Nope.
Neil?
Nope, nope.
No.
P, ever smoke dope smoker?
Nope, nope.
I ain't either.
Never tried it?
I thought somebody said Reese was a big dope smoker. Nope.
No?
Just checking. Got a bingo thing on. I figured that had to lead to that.
That's what happened. Friday's brain. Rooting for the wrong day.
Reese had a big weekend.
What did he do?
Big weekend?
Big date? Hot one?
No.
Who was it?
Didn't have a date.
Why not?
What'd you do?
He was busy.
I signed with a team for college.
Awesome.
Who'd you sign with?
Muskegon.
Muskegon.
That's cool as that. Congratulations.
That's awesome, buddy.
Yep.
That's a road trip.
Muskegon. Yeah, I was going to ask. How far away is that?
4 hours.
4 hour trip.
So that's why he wasn't on the doing the broadcast on the game Saturday night. He was
up north. Summer. So you gonna get that big deal where they got the signage and you're sitting at the table and you get pictures of everywhere.
Yep.
When you gonna do that? Let's go.
I already did it.
Yep. Got her done.
Yeah. You gotta start seeing that baby somewhere. Nice. That's a big deal. Congratulations. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what position you gonna go in at that school? What are you thinking?
Right now I'm both.
You're throwing pitch. Well,
pitch and hit.
Pitch and hit.
That's the plan right now.
You're like that Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Pitch and hit.
Pitch and hit.
Mm-hmm. So you go there 2 years and then move on?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Oh, I can leave after one.
You can leave after one.
I can leave after one.
So, like, you practicing right now for baseball during the winter? What do you do?
Right now, I am Tuesday and Thursday, I go up to SAC and do stuff, and then I have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have lifting in Greenville. Which I left base.
How hard can you throw it?
This year, I'm hoping to hit 85-86.
Attaboy.
There you go. Now you're throwing it. This is your coach right here.
Gotten to that point yet, or where are you now, or are you just working up to it and then see what happens in real?
Where are you throwing right now? Right?
I'm 50-60% right now. I'm building. I mean, okay. Really, summer ball really lasted a little longer than the past few years, so I really just
took a break.
My arm a break and
yep.
And right now,
think a curveball.
Yep. Good curveball.
85 mile an hour, plus you got curveball. You got changeup?
I have a sinker.
Sinker.
Yeah.
You got curveball, sinker, and an 85 mile an hour fastball.
Yeah.
So is the guy going to go play pitch this year for the Indians?
Yes.
Huh?
You betcha.
So you'll be number two starter?
On
yeah. Somebody that good is our number two.
Wait, that, yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
What's the name of the boy that's awesome?
Twaitsy.
Nick Twaitsy. Yep. Now, is he a senior?
Yep.
Senior.
I was just thinking right before I came up here, I was thinking just everywhere everyone's going to be playing. And if we don't have Nick on the mound, do we have seniors all the way around?
Oh, better get her done.
The whole infield seniors and the whole outfield will be seniors.
Got a lot of seniors.
So when you get to Columbus, you can't choke like you have the last two times.
It won't happen.
Huh? That's your coach's fault.
Actually, we moved up to Division 3.
Were you on that?
I was on Jackson's senior year.
Coach Feely choked on that one.
Yeah.
Is that when you sent the kid to second base?
Yeah.
Is that when that was it? That was unbelievable. Huh? Still talking about that.
Boys. Nobody's talking about
the ushers. The ushers at that stadium are still telling people as they come in. You see Fort Kelly that one year?
First
base coach and that kid there.
Aggressive guy.
Where's Bubba at tonight?
Bubba's Florida bound.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, way to tell everybody. Now he's getting his house broken in.
Unbelievable. He's going to call in tonight, he says.
I see all his stories and boating.
Snapchats.
And golfing, he got fried. He's burnt mad, he said.
Can you imagine him out there fishing? I bet Mudd would have to take his fish off.
Get
take his fish off. Bait this hook.
Bait this hook. So I'll catch another
one. Jody, take his fish off for me. Bait this hook. Give me a little kiss while you're at it. Unbelievable. That guy, he's just under.
Oh, that is under.
So he's down there fishing, which is hard to believe. Golfing, you understand that.
Yeah.
I think he says he's golfing the next 2 days. When's he coming back?
He said he might be back Saturday night for the game.
Saturday night for the game. Who we got Saturday? Oh, Fort Laramie.
Yeah.
Right. One's going to be there.
Let me tell you a little story about Fort Laramie.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Nope.
He ain't listening, but I wish he was. Fort Laramie, since they played in that deal down there at Dayton, what do they call it? Flying to the hoop.
Flying to the hoop. Ruined them.
Ruined them. They've been in 3 overtime games, lost one of them.
Oh, did they lose one?
Yeah, they lost just last night or 2 nights ago.
Oh.
Yeah. They lost to Anna.
Anna beat them.
That
Anna
means
beat
I have to
pretty good.
Change my promo then. I said something about them being undefeated.
Yeah, they got beat by 1 or 2 in overtime. But they just fell apart since they went that flying to the hoops.
Flying to the hoops killing them.
Minster, what they do when they got done? They ain't won a game since.
Can't win either.
They beat, I was actually at the game last night. They beat Bakkens.
That don't matter.
Bakkens there.
Beat them by 25 or something.
Minster beat Bakkens.
It was actually 27-25 at half.
Bakkens ain't had a good team since we beat them up in the regional finals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
Yeah.
So Doug Hughes.
Doug Hughes.
Yeah. Killed him.
Back when Doug had hair.
That was a killer. It's a killer for
him. Doesn't he still have hair? I think he does.
I don't think so. He's kind of bald.
Yeah, he's coaching it. He's Parkway.
Yeah,
he's a little hair.
He's a tall guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little tall.
Anyways, Bubba's in Florida. I'll be back on Saturday. And who we got Friday?
Marion Local.
Ooh.
Flyers.
And our girls team can kick their butt, right?
Yes.
Boys team, that's going to be a challenge.
That'll be a war.
At home?
Yep. We got them at home, though.
Home Friday. Girls are away tomorrow night.
Yep. Girls play Saturday or no?
Nope. No Saturday.
I just got one this week, too.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing. What's our record?
Girls?
Boys.
Boys are
I think we're 8. I think we were 1 over
500
or just at 500.
So, I mean, you saying 8-7?
Yeah, we're either 7-7 or 8-7, I believe.
That's unbelievable. 15 games in the season.
About this game's about it.
The girls are probably.
Might not be exactly.
What's the girls like? 12-2, 13-2, 14-2?
Lost 2, yeah, I think. Lost 2, 13-2, I think.
Wapak.
This season's about over.
Wapak and Versailles.
It's amazing how fast it's going. They ran into a pretty good team last week.
Oh boy.
That team could be playing.
We must be 7-6 because we only have 13 games in.
Okay. Yeah,
7-6.
7-6. Yeah, we'll talk about that after break, probably, you think.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll talk about the basketball. Whatever else you want to talk about. This is your show, Pete.
Yeah, we can talk about anything, Billy.
Anyways.
I got Willie Holman going to call in and talk to us.
Is he?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. See what
St. Francis.
He signed.
Cool as hell.
Re-signed.
2 national championships.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
St. Francis, what division is that?
NAIA.
NAIA.
Yep.
That'd be cool if that.
We'll have to ask you.
How far away is it?
Say Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne.
Oh, my God. We'll be all
going. We're going wide open. Todd told me that they have in the end zone, in the back of the end zone, is where they tailgate.
Yeah.
Really?
I actually want to visit there. I've seen their football fields.
That's going to be a classic. I guarantee awesome. We're going to be in the back of the end zone tailgate.
I think he said that he's going to get a lot of assistance, but Todd turned it down.
Is that right?
He said, we got unloaded.
Yeah. No worries. Give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
I got plenty.
Loaded, yeah.
Plenty of Jack.
Yeah. Anyways, what do you think?
That's pretty funny.
So he said that, huh?
Something like that.
We should be getting a call in.
Can't remember exact words or something like that.
It's close to that, I think. I think I do remember that.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Take a break. We'll be back. Talk a little Fort Recovery basketball.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the girls go to the hangar to take on the Marion Local Flyers. On Friday, the boys host Marion Local, and the Fort Recovery Education Association has their chili supper from 4:30 to 6:30. Saturday, the boys will host Fort Loramie. Tomorrow, girls at Marion Local. Friday, boys host Marion Local with the FREA chili supper starting at 4:30. Saturday, boys host Fort Loramie. Get to these big games this week if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
This was
Supertramp.
It was a great song.
Who you asked us to play? Yeah. What do you mean?
And that's back in probably. Let me guess. I'm guessing this is '83,
possibly.
I don't know.
Huh? 70. Give me a year.
Huh?
Oh my!
Hand me the book.
Come on, give me a year.
Chuck, hand me that book.
73.
Just hand me the book.
83. I mean,
look in the book and it'll tell me.
That's what these guys always act. I don't believe that's right.
79. Oh, it's,
these guys always act so smart. Him and the Rock always act smart. They carry a book in their back pocket.
Huh? This is a little big March. For the back pocket.
March of 1979.
March 1979. Working Cheeseman's?
He's working Cheeseman's. I was working Keepers. Driving to Vega. Going to school?
Yeah, no. I was in high school.
Oh, no. Hell yes, he was.
Sophomore
school. My God, I'm old. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what we got to talk about, Pete? What do you got?
Girls.
Girls. That's going to start with the girls. Okay, so the Marion Local got in this year? They're down for Marion Local, aren't they?
Marion Local is down.
They're 500, yeah. Maybe? 500
teams? Yep, they're hanging around 500. They've been,
yep,
I don't think they're doing very good in the MAC either. Yep, so.
But if you take them lightly, we'll come, yep, in second
Marion,
that night.
I guarantee you Coach Batch will be fired up.
We absolutely, yeah, we don't want to take him by light.
No.
That's amazing.
We can't. Not in the league and probably not on our off-league schedule.
No.
Yep.
We played a pretty good team last week.
Yeah.
Number two in the state, I think.
Yeah.
Division
impressed me.
Three.
There's a few things. They're a hard-nosed team, and they run them down the their big girl is so active. Rome. Oh, my God.
Yep.
And she's got great moves on her.
Great moves. Yep. Good hands, and they work the ball good, and that's a nice team.
Yeah, there's everything that we have, they have. We have very quick guards, and they have very quick guards. We have some big, talented girls, and they've got some big, talented girls.
Their big, talented girls were seniors.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
I'll be honest with you, Val didn't have one good game. You know, she came out and she's been our leader.
She
our
has
leader
been on fire,
last,
yeah.
And she just didn't.
Couldn't make none.
Couldn't make none.
And Carly the same way. I think.
Kyle was that. We didn't really have other than Grace 10. I don't. Our scoring was almost. Kai didn't.
Yeah, it was.
Kai didn't play well. And
what was the final score? We only gave up.
what was it, 40s on?
44, I think.
Second half, we played them, but, you know, it's pretty well decided.
I remember thinking there, you know, before the game, I thought, if we can hold them to 50, we have a chance to win this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would have said
that. And they had 44, and we didn't come close. I think we had 30. I think it's 44-30, something like that.
That big girl just killed us in the second half.
It always
seems like the last few years that McWadine's killed us, and I think Pashwamp face guard them.
Carney, that was her assignment.
Yeah, then that makes a whole big difference inside.
Carly did a good job on her. It also affected Carly's offense, too, I think. Yeah. She was pressing.
Yeah, when you guard like that, it's hard to play offense. That's a tough one.
That's a tough
one. Our girls get in your face, too. And you were sitting there talking about getting kind of overmatched by Versailles, but we've lost two games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it really should have been one.
And you're.
Yeah, that's true.
Your thing is we don't want to peak too early.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're getting better each game. That game was a little setback, but it was also a great team. So
Gracie hit everything she shot in the second half. That girl can just absolutely flat out shoot.
She got hot and tried to carry us a little bit.
On the right night against anybody, that team can win. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. That's what's going to make a tournament exciting, because that team can beat anybody.
Oh, yeah. We got
no
roll.
Doubt about it.
We got a roll. We beat anybody.
Should be interesting how they come out tomorrow night.
Yeah.
After a loss.
If they...
The question I have about that team is, if you was to say, who is the leader of that team, who is it? I still think they need a girl to step forward and kick butts and smack people on the butts and give them high fives. And you don't see that one person that walks around there and says, Stone. Now let's go.
Who?
I would say Stone.
I would say so, too, but you don't really... You say it because, she's kind of the floor general, you know. As far as smacking girls on the butt and saying, let's go.
That's what she lacks, I think.
Everybody does that on that game.
No,
I think we could use that.
We talked about that. That's an emotionless team.
Yeah, it is.
They don't get fist pumping or, you know.
I don't care if they score 15 points in 3 minutes or 0 points in 5 minutes.
They act the same.
They act absolutely the same.
They're pretty.
I guess there's some good and bad in that.
Yeah.
So it'll be an interesting week. They got Marion Local. Then what's the rest of their schedule look like?
They're done.
Next week,
Tuesday, maybe?
Let's see here.
Seems like they might have a game Tuesday.
Girls, let's see. We have, find me here. Next Tuesday is Franklin Monroe.
Not a bad team there.
Thursday is Parkway.
Franklin.
Saturday is Mud Valley, Mississinewa Valley. So girls at noon and boys at 6.
We got a nice little run of four games that we're going to be favored in all of them, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Following week, Thursday at Coldwater, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Tri-Village here. No, it's at Tri-Village. That's Saturday on the 10th.
When do we got Minster?
Minster is...
Last game of the season, I think.
Four weeks, the 15th.
I just want to see that team play.
Last game of the season. Yep. And last MAC game.
We probably
play at Macomb that Saturday.
We're a week or two away from drawing, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. I'd say 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yep. I've been trying to find that on the... OHSAA and Camp.
So we're division. We're division three, girls.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
Three.
No. We're four.
Four. Four. What's for sales?
They're three.
Oh. Well, how we ain't got to play them? Who we got to play?
Minster.
Minster. Oh.
Yep.
Probably Minster and New Bremen, and I mean we handled New Bremen pretty good. But
yeah, but we won't the next
night,
time.
I'm sure.
Yeah. For us, we handled Paige Jones. We caused her.
We did a nice job on her.
No points. Now, I'm sure they'll come up with something to make sure she is a factor in the game.
Yeah.
If you can double team her or whatever we did to shut her down, the rest of that team is pretty good, but without her leading, it hurts them.
I mean, we thumped them, and they played Minster tight.
Yes.
I think, what was that score?
It was a close game. Well, halftime, it was New Bremen was ahead.
And you can bet that Minster was scouting that game.
Oh, yeah, they were there.
Yeah. We got too many springs on these.
We got springs wide open.
We're over.
Yeah, I got it fixed.
Yeah.
Heck yes, I did.
It should be interesting to see how Coach Patch says with that Pranger girl going to Xavier. That's why I'm going.
She's going to Xavier.
Minster.
I'm just wondering what his plan is on.
I don't know.
Bow or Liv or.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough matchup, but
yeah.
Bring them on. Now, tomorrow night, you talk about their big game in the MAC. It's not before recovery, but isn't tomorrow night Minster and Versailles?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I believe yep. Right. That is. Yep,
that was.
I don't know where that's at, that's but that would be a hell of a game.
That was headlines in the Standard.
I'll be number one against the
sports page today.
That'd be
a
dandy.
Yeah, yep. That would be an interesting game.
Yeah.
So from the girls' side, took a Hardman there last week, but that's all right. They came back. Yeah. I mean, he's got them back this week.
That was an outstanding team that beat us last week.
Yeah. Plus, you know what? There's a. Did you see in picture in the Standard? There was a good looking guy in the picture in the Standard. Yeah.
Were you in there?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Huh? Stand in the corner?
Stand in the corner. That's the only reason I stand in the corner. I hope you get my picture in the paper.
Get your picture in the paper all the time.
I wish I had a number one finger.
So, is that why they made you stand in the corner when you're in high school?
Hey, I'm used to that, my wife. That's Mom classic. Started that years ago. Then our boys' team.
Friday night. Brandon's got a pretty good team there, too.
Oh, Brandon's got a good boys' team coming in here.
Yep. Yes. We're going to have a big weekend.
Fort Laramie, Marion.
A couple pretty good teams coming in. Yep. Coming in the old Portside Fieldhouse.
Well, we show signs. There's talent there. That's just a young team.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll play a little young, you know. Yep. So you just you take the exciting part with the fact that they're young and they show a lot of brightness for the future. But
exactly.
But then you see the youngness sometimes. So I like watching them. I love watching them play. Yeah.
It'll be
like that Kanapke boys got potential up the wazoo. I think Smith boys got potential. Of course, you got Judy.
Smith had a good game.
Judy can probably buy
Saturday night. He played. I thought Friday
also he did.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He went out there and he made some shots and he took.
So he had a good weekend.
Yeah. I said to somebody sitting next to me, I said, I believe this is where he's coming out.
Starting to dial in a little bit.
You know, he started off the season on the bench and sick.
Yeah.
And then it took him a while to get in the flow. And then he wasn't getting enough minutes, so he put him on the JV for a while so he could play some. And then now he's playing more minutes. And he showed some very good flashes of greatness.
He actually... Back to the basket, he posts up. He wants the ball.
He wants the ball. Yes.
Even against some of the guys that are better. I mean, bigger than him, and he's like, give me
the ball. I agree with you.
As a freshman, you
love
that.
I love it.
You got
you know, being a freshman, so he's gotten foul trouble a little bit. But that's part of that deal too. But we got the Brawny kid in there. He's a big body.
Yes,
he almost plays every minute.
Yeah, he
does. I don't think Kate came off the court, did he?
Yeah, that might be too.
He didn't take him off at the end. I thought.
Kane has had some spectacular halves in the last month.
Yes. I'll tell you one thing about him, though. He will always bring the defense.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that kid can guard. He can guard with the best of them.
I agree with you. But even offensively, I mean, he had a couple games over. I don't know. He had 10 or 12 or 14 second half.
Yeah.
So,
Saturday night game, he made all them free throws in overtime.
Yep.
I don't remember who it was, but that was a great game for him.
Yep.
A great second half for him.
Ryan Braun, he's got that nice jump shot that's just, it's not quite, it hurts me to say this, it's not quite as good as Ross Wendell's was. Ross Wendell had a beautiful jump shot, and that hurts me to say it. But
back when he could jump.
his jump shot was still only 6 inches off the ground.
Jump shot.
Yeah, beautiful shot. And Ryan's is almost identical to that.
Marion's got a good player in that Mesher kid.
Yes.
And he's consistently in that 16 to 24 point game range.
Probably college either one, right? Football or basketball.
He's a hell of an athlete, I think. That's no doubt about that. Yeah, I do want to say something here, just on the record, is that in the last few weeks, we've had the Hall of Fame, and then we had the Al Souder tribute, and you should be very proud of the way you handled both those.
Ooh.
I think our school...
You didn't even cry at either one.
Hey,
yeah, I got a little wobbly there.
I think our school in general, our athletic department should be, and administrators should be commended about both those.
Yes, those were both...
Very well done.
I
put some on Facebook a week or two ago. I think it was after the week after the Al Souder thing, talking about those two things and the salute to the veterans thing they did last year. Mm-hmm.
They're very well done.
So well organized.
And you play the biggest part of that. You pull it sleeve off, and my hat's off to you, because if you don't have somebody in there that don't do it with some emotion, and you can tell that you are a four recovery guy in and out, but yet you're professional about it, I think Big P would be proud of that.
So, I believe he would.
Big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. So, anyways, I wanted to make sure you knew that. That was well done. You walked out of those stadiums that night proud to be in four recovery.
Both those things.
Yeah.
I had a lady today. I picked her car up. She said, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you that wasn't that a great thing Saturday night for outsider." I said, "That was awesome."
Yeah, it was.
It was. I think everybody felt the same way.
Crowds, you know, and it was just a very well done.
Good donations too.
To see that group of people from Paulding come here, that was neater than hell.
That was neat.
And a guy wins a fitty bit, he gives it back.
He did give it back.
Yeah, he gave it back. He goes, "What's this go to?" I said, "Well, the Alzheimer's, everything's going to that." Well, here, give it back.
That was very well done.
Longest day,
It was a good crowd, and what probably Tom's team brought, 20 people tops, maybe?
Yeah.
But there was a good crowd there.
Yeah.
Just showed you what the people in the area.
Great speech, Tom did.
Yes, he did.
That was really nice.
He's before the game, he's like, "I don't know." He said, "I don't know." I said, "You got to talk. You're going to be awesome." And he did. He was awesome. Yeah. He did a great job. Made you feel good.
Family was there. Ron wasn't there, was he?
No,
Ron wasn't there.
I think Ron might be. Isn't he like California?
I was thinking he was West Coast.
I'm thinking he's out West
Coast. Somebody said she was there. I can't say I picked her out, but Ellen was there probably.
Yeah,
right?
Ellen was there.
I wasn't sure. I've seen Susie and of course Tom. So it was neater now. You done good, Bo.
It was awesome. That guy, I told Bubba, I said, "Man, I can just remember 4th, 5th, and 6th basketball, when you ran up there on Saturday mornings, and he was always in charge of everything, and we'd do drills the first half for an hour. We'd do an hour worth of drills, and then when we got done with the drills, we'd split up, and we were NBA teams, the Lakers against the Bulls, and it was awesome. It was awesome. And he actually kept, like, a standings, if you were the Bulls, we're in second place, we got to win.
And, he did his exact same thing for Little League Baseball.
Yeah,
I remember him getting down there he had that blue station wagon that he'd drive down there. He kept all the bats. So all of his kids would go over and help him unload all that stuff out of the station wagon. And he did the same thing. Cubs, Reds, Dodgers, he was all, all the teams was at. And he kept it was awesome.
That kind of stuff, you don't think it's such a big deal. But for me as a kid, it was a huge thing.
Al Sauter was God to me, like growing up as a, absolutely. My God, there's Coach Sauter.
Yeah. And then I remember getting the Chronicle, and he'd have the standings in the Chronicle of the 5th, 6th grade basketball stuff. It's just neater than hell.
That is good.
That is just awesome stuff.
Yeah. So before we get off the 4 recovery stuff here, a couple sports I know nothing about. Maybe you guys do, but I know that we're good in swimming.
We're doing great.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. Mindy's got them fired up.
Mindy, she's the greatest coach ever. She coaches the year. They have a coach of the year.
We should have a coach of the year for recovery.
How would you be? Coach of
Coach of the year?
They call it MVP, what kind of award that'd be. Huh?
I think we got to do
it. I don't know. We got to have something for the girl.
Okay.
She's the best in it.
And that reminds me, Perry Hull texted me this evening and said that we probably should have the senior swimmers on sometime soon.
Yep. I want to talk about the hair on the legs.
What? Oh.
Remember that?
We had
that one here the time I was in here. She talked about
Corey Stone.
She swam with hair on her legs, and then with the big meat, she'd shave her hair off legs your so fat. She'd go faster.
So you go fast.
Because the hair does water hangs on that.
A little drag in there.
Does get a little drag.
So that was kind of, because I went home and shaved myself, hoping I would get a little better.
Might be a little fast.
Didn't work a bit. No. Anyways.
Hope you didn't get any nicks.
No, it is cool. The whole swimming thing interests me.
This week's a big one. We might have to go over this week.
Jay County?
It might be the Mac one.
Mac.
It's the Coldwater Invitational, which I think that's all the teams, maybe. Mindy will have Texas. Let us know.
She probably ain't listening, but it would be interesting to know when that is. It would just be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see where it's kind of, I don't know about it.
We don't know nothing. You go watch, you have no idea.
No.
You know when they win, they're fired up.
I mean, everyone's going to see a video. My God, they do a lot of screaming.
Oh, yeah. And it's hot. It's 100 degrees in that place.
Is it hot?
Oh, yeah.
don't know if I'd like. I got concession stands.
Huh?
You got to drink pop?
Yeah. Got to have a lot of pop.
Oh, yeah. That'd be all right.
What day is this?
Got to dehydrate. I think it's Saturday.
Saturday?
I thought I seen it on one of the things.
Jay County.
Maybe Bubba will be back in time for this one.
I told Bubba we got to go to it. We went to that one last year. That was their big one. We
Greenville?
We came in like second or third. We went to Greenville, too. We went to
I mean, they're coming in like second, third out of like 18 teams.
Right.
These girls can swim.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these kids.
Studs.
Huh?
Well, Martin girls. I think Martin girls.
Martin girl. There's, of course, Coach has a couple. Yeah, yeah. She's got a couple. One or two.
Two.
One girl. Two girls.
She got two.
She got two swimmers. You got that Fort Camp girl. Timmerman girl.
They're good.
What the hell?
Yeah,
where you learn to swim at around here?
I don't know.
I can't even swim. These girls are champs.
Exactly.
You know how to swim, Reese? You can't swim?
Can't swim in.
That's embarrassing. How about you? Charlie. You swim?
Yeah.
Bet you can't.
I didn't drown in your pond, did I?
Good point. He's been swimming before. Neil, you can swim.
Yeah.
You can swim.
Not competitively. I can move around in the water. We'll call
you can
it
go
that.
From one side to the other swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No doubter.
Yeah, not fast.
Pete, can you swim?
Never had any reason to go.
You got a swim pool, for God's sakes.
I swim a little bit.
Huh?
A little bit. I'm not very good. I can swim.
There's an eel here beside us. Yeah. I forgot. He had a swim pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids got fish.
Let's go. After the show tonight, let's get on to.
Yeah, let's get on deck. You got warm. You got hot water in there?
Nope. Got the pool heater on?
I guarantee you'll go fast.
So that maybe freeze up? Is it froze up?
It's the first time I've ever. It always gets water in it, mm-hmm. snow and stuff, and I got to drain it out. I got to pump it, just pump it out a little bit. And I went out there when it was cold, there 2 weeks ago, and I had about 2 inches of ice on top. I've never had that. I had to kick through the ice so I could get my pump down in there to get the water out.
So could you walk around on it?
Oh, I probably could have.
Didn't try it, though.
I didn't want to try it, though.
Yeah. Then what other kind of sport was that one? Oh, I don't know about bowling. Ain't good at bowling.
I think we're not bad.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
Yeah.
Well, I'd be Lisa and Fly's kid.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah. They had 279 the other day, I seen.
And this was even with gosh dang it.
Corey coaching?
Corey's coach?
Yeah. Main coach?
Yeah. Yeah, they've had several good.
You wonder if that'll ever.
Really good outings.
I mean, can you ever get that to a. Make them max sports?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
Close, but.
There's, I think they still need two or three teams.
Bowling?
And, you know, the problem is.
Swimmers need one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, need one more. Where is Parkway going to bowl? Yeah. Or where is, you know, some of those. It's just shit. Not logical for them to have it.
You know, I'm on speak kind of.
See, now, what? Couldn't you bring in somebody? Like a Fort Laramie gets to be in the...
Possibly, yeah.
As a bowling team or something.
Because we did it for football.
You could be in the back for one sport. Yeah, yeah. Anna does
I'll
it.
Be honest with you here. You know, I used to be... I'm a football, basketball, baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love basketball. So when all these sports start up, I really don't like it because a lot of times it takes kids from those sports.
Yeah.
The more you're in this, the more you see these kids excelling at these other sports, you think about, well, you know what? I guess it ain't all bad.
No.
Yeah.
Now, I have a big problem. Now, my biggest problem with any of this is like, I think I've seen on Facebook where these kids are actually now starting Sunday afternoon AAU volleyball. I think that's insanity.
Start early.
I mean, I don't have a kid. I have no problem with kids having volleyball and picking volleyball over basketball or whatever they do. Basketball, whatever. You can't. Why? This AAU stuff is insanity. Somebody's got to say, who starts this insanity? Some of these kids, like at Fort Camp, bro. She swims, plays basketball, plays volleyball on Sundays. But, I mean, and I'm sure they all think, oh, this is awesome. We're doing something. It's insanity. It's crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot for a kid. I agree.
Nuts.
I'm not a big fan of AAU.
I'm not either. Never.
Well, but here's the justification for it, and you kind of take it for what you take it for, is that it makes them better, gets them a better chance at a scholarship, and so they're saving money on college.
But it also takes them away from their team.
Yep.
That's
the downside.
I agree with you.
Yep. And the same with you know, they do basketball all summer, and they do, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right. We play baseball in the summer, and in fact, all our studs are playing all over the place. Yep.
And I asked Coach Patch this when he was still coaching boys. I said, the AAU and whatever the other things are with basketball in the summer, I said, that's got to be a really good thing for you, right? Because it makes those kids better. He said, oh, no, it's the worst thing ever. I said, why? He said, well, there's 10 guys that go to these camps and do all this AAU, and mom and dad are spending huge amounts of time and money, five of them get to play.
Yeah.
And there's 10 of them that spend all this time and money.
That's a lot of money.
And they might be better, but that eighth guy is still the eighth guy. Now, he might have moved up to seven, or seven might have moved up, and four might have moved
there's
down.
There's not too many of those guys that will play.
I'm anti-volleyball AAU at this time of year. I think it's insanity. Yep. So who do I talk to? Who can I call? What do I do? Who's Mr. Volleyball? Mr. AAU Volleyball. Who would I call, Pete?
I don't know.
I'd Google
Look at it after me. Reese, that's your job this week.
Call
Mr. AAU.
Call Lori Elson.
Lori Elson. King Bob's?
Bob's wife.
Was she involved in that kind
of
crap?
She's one of them.
She's huge.
She runs the place in Muncie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. All right.
We better take a break. Chucky, what do you think?
Sure.
Better pay some bills.
I want to talk about this nut up here at our Olympic team, too. This position.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Let's talk about that idiot for a little bit.
We're talking about it when we come back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In a spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 26th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. Get to the Marion Local game early on January 26th and enjoy the FREA chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thomas.
Test. Who sings this?
Beep, beep.
Huh? Who's this one? That's that Brutus Mars.
No.
Bruno.
No. Bruno Mars.
No.
Sounds like Adam Levine.
Yes.
Sounds like him. He ain't saying a word yet.
Well, got the beat of Adam Levine.
My guess is he may come from... wearing catching gear every once in a while, I'll be my guess on that one.
Hey, little Jamie. He did have kids.
Did he?
Yeah.
Don't mean nothing. All time.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so what was we talking about? Okay, speaking of perverts.
Yes. I love perverts.
Bill, so. How about this guy on the Olympic deal?
Okay, jeez.
So, you know, this whole story leading up to this was like, this guy's done a lot of bad things. But how many people? 150 girls?
150.
Yeah. And think how many
now,
probably
say
didn't say anything. Now, how could that happen? Okay, so.
Can't possibly happen.
So there was complaints 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Since that time, 5 years after that, he got hired to Michigan State. Then the Olympic Committee, I don't understand how you couldn't look into the complaints that were at that time.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it.
Well, one of the girls, several of the girls were on some show, whatever it was, and they all said basically the same thing. They had brought something up to somebody on the Olympic Committee, and they were told this is going to be a really big deal, and you're going to be scrutinized like nobody's business. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to but they basically said by telling them this, yes, you can do this. Oh yeah, absolutely. But here's what's going to happen. And one of the things they said was you're going to get him in trouble.
Oh, terrible.
The guru of
Olympic
gymnastics,
the doctor of Olympic gymnastics.
He's the one that
takes care of them. But 150, it's like they had.
So he's not really. I thought he was.
He wasn't a coach.
Coach that he no. was keeping him no. out of the Olympics.
No.
They weren't pervert with, you know.
No. He was
150 people, and you now just say a word about it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, people, but it's this one girl, actually the last girl, so they have all these people come out and talk in front of him about what he's done to him. And the last girl today was the one that brought it, the one that started the whole thing. And she talked for like 35 or 40 minutes today. And she's also a lawyer now. So she spoke very well, you know. She wasn't like her. She didn't quiver enough.
She wasn't going to the point.
And then the judge absolutely unloaded on him. You know, he got, what did he get, 140
years? 40 years or something.
100, I just signed your death sentence, she said. That's just a sad story.
Now, one of the things somebody put on there, 175 years, whatever it is, that's not nearly enough. I said, no, all you need is 2 weeks in the right cell block.
Well, don't think he'll be, if he gets mixed up with the other ones, he's dog meat.
Yeah. So
they always talk about that on TV shows. Out there and says, this guy's in here for for molesting young girls.
See you later.
Yeah. So two or three weeks is all they need.
Yeah, he ain't gonna last long.
Yeah.
Put him in the right place and two or three weeks. Save the taxpayer a lot of money.
He's not gonna wish that on anybody, but I wouldn't have a problem with it myself. But anyways.
And he doesn't appear to be showing any remorse because he asked the judge after about 30 or 40 of them, I don't want to sit here for this. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It would be hard to get very emotional if you got 150 people talking to you about it. I mean, you know, it'd be hard to. It would just be. It's just.
He's probably thinking, okay, who's? I don't remember this one.
I don't remember. I've never seen that girl in my life.
Oh my God,
crazy!
150 of them.
What a sickie. It is. These are doctors. This guy is
bad.
You can't have trust in a doctor.
Jeez,
yep,
bad.
Anyways, what else is going on?
What we got? Buckeyes. The Buckeyes good or what?
I don't know.
It ain't right.
I've not yet to say
that. I keep watching thinking, what the heck?
I think the Big Ten is bad.
When is reality going to hit?
Yeah.
And that could be. I mean, maybe the Big Ten ain't very good.
I was thinking when they went into that spell earlier, it was at... Saturday, it was at Minnesota at Madison Square. Then it was away, but the game before that. Illinois, maybe? I ain't going to say for sure. I'm thinking they're going to lose one of those. Then they play on... I hope they win two of the next three. But I got to destroy Minnesota at Madison Square Garden.
Killed them.
And then, of course, it was a good game Monday night.
Yeah, it was a good game. They play tonight?
They play tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
But they got the next three at home.
Tomorrow night's Rutgers, right?
It could be.
I'm not sure.
This should be...
I was thinking they're playing teams again.
Yeah, so... The next three's at home against very beatable. All of them, three of them, is very beatable.
Yeah.
They could be 12-0 in the Big Ten.
12-0 and then play Purdue.
At Purdue. Well,
and I'd have to think Purdue's for real.
Yeah.
They're number three. So they're going to be
for real. Yeah, they're a very good team.
But if what's his name?
Diop. He's pretty good.
That guy, I mean, he's had signs. I mean, a couple games later, he ain't been hitting, but he's unstoppable when he gets hot.
Yeah.
And he's 6'7", and
hard to guard.
Great, hard to guard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Tate, he's hard to guard. He's 6'4". He acts like he's 6'10". That's a good team.
Actually, that Dokić.
Dokić does his thing.
He does what he's supposed to do.
Be nice if he's made some shots, don't get me wrong, but be nice if he had some offensive
threat. He can have a little bit of offensive threat.
But, and then they got the big kid now. It's really turned into a good score. Yeah. Wesson kid.
Wesson, he's big boy, too.
And then his brother had a good game here, and I had 14.
Yeah.
Maybe it's...
They ain't figured it out.
What's cool is it's looking like they're going to play in the NCAA.
Exactly.
And that makes my NCAA.
That's exactly.
It makes for one
it
good.
It does.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, I mean, I'm going out to Vegas.
There's nothing better.
Watch them. I'm looking
Ohio State
forward
being
to.
In, Dayton being
yes.
in. You know, anybody
which ain't
around
gonna
here,
happen.
Which Dayton ain't
going to
happen. But
yeah. So their schedule coming up here is tomorrow night, Penn State. Next Tuesday is Indiana. And the following Sunday is Illinois.
All at home, and then Purdue.
Then Wednesday, two weeks from tonight, is Purdue.
So Indiana'll be tough. Indiana's playing better ball now, but all them at home, they're all winnable games.
All winnable.
I mean, it'd be surprising if they were 12-0 coming out of that.
They get two out of three of them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Said that last time they won three out of
three.
We'll just keep doing it.
Yeah,
we'll keep doing it.
The Buckeyes are awesome. What else is going on here?
How about Mr. Brady? Is he the best ever?
He's unbelievable, but he's going to lose.
Think he's going to lose?
Yes, he's going to lose.
How's he going to lose?
Philly's going to beat him.
Okay.
I feel like
destiny.
He gets
no doubt
every break.
Oh, does he? That's a no doubt. When you got officials coming up patting you on the ass.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
After the game, it's a good thing.
I think it's going to be.
If Gronk
plays, I think the Patriots are going to win. If Gronk doesn't play, it's going to be a dog fight.
It matters.
I know.
It's like if somebody gets ahead of them, they say, we have to get this closer.
Yeah, we got to do
that's pass interference.
No, that.
Ooh, what? That's
pass
interference.
It's like they go into their 2-minute offense. They're the one of the teams you cannot stop them.
Right.
When Brady says, okay, you know, like they haven't scored. I just heard that tonight. They haven't scored in the first quarter of a Super Bowl ever since what's called been there. Never played in the first score in the first quarter. So I asked the manager, their coach, who's tells his name.
Belichick
said, you know, you haven't scored in the first quarter. What do you think about that? Well, I don't know. You know, I try to score every time we get the ball. We play defense. You got a neat boy.
What's the end score?
Yeah.
What was the final of those games? I won every one of them, you dumbass.
he said, you know what? We're trying to score every time we get the ball. I don't know what else I'm going to say.
I cannot stand listening to Brady and Belichick's conferences. Mm. I mean, Brady, did anyone see that Brady one day with his hand?
I heard about
he's
it.
All, we'll see.
I was so sick of that hand.
He's a complete douchebag.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's 40. He's 40 and he's still.
What goes to show you? And if you go to show all these guys, who's the guy that from Philly that got hurt diving in the end zone?
Wentz.
Okay, so he gets hurt. Does Brady ever dive anywhere?
No.
Do you want to play football? You don't see them guys do that.
You want to be
a quarterback for your career? Don't dive in the end zone for one play.
Right.
But think all the publicity he got from
that. Yes, that's right. Yeah, now he's standing up on the sideline to watch his team go to the Super Bowl. When are these guys going to learn that? The good guys. Them guys can play until they're 42 or 3.
They're not going out there to try to. I'll just take a knee and I got another
down coming. I'll just get it then.
Right.
They don't care.
And they go through their progressions of four or five different passing progressions before they run.
Yes.
I mean, they don't back up and look at one guy. He ain't open, take off running. Well, that was supposed to be the play. No. Brady looks here. Right. He looks here. He looks here. He looks here. Okay, I'll run it. Yep. And I'll get 2 yards, slide down before anybody gets close to me.
Yep.
Then I'll get back up and I gain 2 yards. Who cares?
One of these guys. And then you get some of these guys. And, of course, you get, you know, Barrett from Ohio State. But that's his game. So it's a little different. That made him the college quarterback he was.
Yeah.
But could you imagine he tried that in the NFL?
Oh, he'd get killed.
He'd get killed.
He'd kill him.
He'd absolutely get killed.
Yeah.
So that's just, why those,
I admire,
that's why those
never
running quarterbacks almost never. Yeah.
I admire, although, you know, and yeah, there you go. Look
who
at
was the guy like 10 years ago from Texas that was Texas or Texas Tech.
Yeah, one day.
He was just awesome.
I don't think Wilson
did beat USC in the.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but he was really young. Really good. Yeah,
yeah,
Vince Young. Yeah, he was really young. Really good in college.
Now, in the last 2 years,
now you say that, you know, this year Watson from Clemson had an unbelievable first whatever it was six, seven games
first half,
but he blew his knee out. I don't know if he blew his knee out by running somewhere in practice or not. I don't know, but he did it during practice.
Very possible,
but. It's just amazing to me how
the good ones that have been there forever, they do not do that. They don't do it.
But and back to Philly, don't count them out, boys. That's all I'm telling you.
I'd love to see them win.
I'd hate seeing the Patriots, the Steelers, and the Super Bowl. I want something new. I was hoping for
Jaguars
and Eagles would be a good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably not going to be watching.
I probably won't either. And halftime is what, Timberlake?
Yep.
Yeah.
He ain't bad.
Plus he's bringing boys Timberlake. Back.
Last time he's on her, didn't he pull somebody's top off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson. I've seen that. I never noticed that she had the Cabango hanging out, but
yanked her clothes right off of it.
Did you miss that?
Yeah. We missed it too.
Every time I ever seen it, it was blurred out.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson ain't bad looking.
Not too bad.
Huh?
Not too bad.
I'd stay up awful late. See that in real life.
I'll sleep on that one.
So then who's singing an ass or anything? I heard that. Pretty good tonight. Pink.
Is it Pink?
I'm a huge Pink fan. Huge Pink fan. So that part of it, other than the football game.
I could care less.
What else we got going on?
And, of course, we'll have to see if they're on the... if they're standing or sitting or on their knee for the national anthem.
So how about the... Did you see the thing with the AMVETS?
Yeah, they wanted to put a.
They want to put an ad in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
the Super Bowl
with a flag
program
that says, "Please stand."
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They wouldn't let them.
Wouldn't let them do it.
I'm down on the NFL. I'm down on the NBA.
Yep, that's why I'm not. I probably won't even watch the game.
You know, they're when
want this to be the lowest watched one ever.
You know, I thought
maybe they'll figure it out.
One thing, then when the NFL was started that crap, and I just hate watching it. And then I thought, well, you know, the NBA don't do it anymore. They're getting more and more the same way.
Yeah,
they're doing it in different ways. They're the biggest crybabies now you ever seen. The NBA, whether it be Durant. James, some guys, if you call a foul on them, the refs are the worst. They go crazy.
I've seen you
crazy. They're a bunch of crybabies.
I agree.
And an NBA bunch of losers. Huh? I'd rather play for the Indians any day.
Huh? I don't watch them. I don't watch those playoffs. Damn near the end. I'm just about to the finals now. I can't even watch the beginning of it.
Yeah. King James, I'm down on him.
He's gone.
He went political on me.
His team got annihilated the other week, and then he's done.
But he's got 30,000 points faster than anybody.
One thing. He was on his Instagram. He posted some congratulating himself before he got the 30,000 points.
Yeah.
Wow!
I'm like, oh, wow!
I've seen that too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
last night he's
losing his hair. So
he does.
Well, he claims he's the best he's ever felt.
He's a big guy. He's really good, too.
He's pretty good.
And I really like him, except for I don't like him when he talks politics. I hate all those guys, and they start talking politics.
Just play ball.
It drives me nuts. Play ball. We came to watch him play ball.
Yep.
How about this picture right there? Greg McClure. See a picture of him on Facebook?
No. That's
the cutest guy I've ever seen. You know Greg McClure? This guy is unbelievable. You seen him? Huh?
Oh, man.
Look at that picture.
I remember that guy. I remember that guy.
Great hair. What happened to Lynn?
It's his high school picture.
Holy crap.
It's kind of furry looking.
It is. Plus, he's got a lot of lighting back here.
Oh, he's got
it. Mom and dad must have paid a fortune.
I bet that was Ron's idea.
Senior's pictures.
Can I get in there? Let's get you all dressed up.
Yeah, let's make
you look like a model. Anyways. What else happening? How about the, tonight, I believe, is the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Voting tonight?
I think it is.
Yep.
Word is, the word is, I'm feeling out these voters is that Bonds and Clemens are getting closer.
Really?
So that they can see it happening now. Before, maybe they couldn't see it happening.
That's a problem.
I don't like it. I don't like that one bit either.
I don't either.
I do too. I ain't saying that's for sure. We'll see what the voting
even if Pete Rose was allowed in, it still would make me
mad.
But with Pete Rose,
Pete Rose is a player. I mean,
And he did it with pure determination.
Call him whoever you want. That's his coaching career. And now it's one of those, vote him as a player and take it.
I guarantee he dies.
He'll die.
He'll be in it next year.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put him in.
No doubt.
I don't think they will.
He's 80s, ain't he?
No.
70-ish?
70. He's, yeah.
Might be pushing the
75 or so. I can't remember. But he looked pretty good over at St. Henry last year.
Rookie in 66.
76.
Right? 76.
He's 76? Yeah. Jesus, that's old. I can't believe he's that old.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
See, I was looking at the bomb. Bench is 70.
Bench is 70? Nobody played harder than Pierre's.
No. Nobody.
Nobody.
I lied to
I did too.
Ty Cobb.
And
he's the only other one because he was dirty as hell.
I heard he was dirty as it gets.
But, yeah, since then, it's P-Rose.
P-Rose.
And, you know, you can say what you want to about gambling and all that stuff, but, and that is supposedly the cardinal sin of baseball, especially with sports.
Yeah.
But,
bet on his own team.
Yep.
Now they say bet on them always to win, but still. Yes. Can't bet on your team. Come on.
Can't do it.
Tell me, he had a big problem there, you know. He'd bet.
He's a gambler.
He was sitting there during the game making bets, making horse bets.
Think about it. Think about that. Had cell phones back in.
Yeah, he'd be texting wide open.
He'd be dropping $10 million a night. Whoops. I just lost my old paycheck. Yeah.
Barkley's a big gambler, too. Michael Jordan's a big gambler. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is a big gambler. They just go to casinos and do it. They'd lose all their money illegally.
Yep.
Pete was just a little bit on the crazy.
Pete was doing a little crazy.
All right.
Well, but when you know that much about the game, it's not really gambling if you know you're going to win.
Well, but he lost. Remember that?
He did lose.
But that's the justification.
Yeah.
It's not gambling if you know you're going to win.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what else going on? T, what you got? You ain't notes on anything?
I got no notes.
You got no notes. You didn't bring anything.
I don't do many notes. I was like Bubba did.
When's Bubba calling?
I don't know. I'm afraid he would by now.
Right now, him and Jody's laying on the beach. And
they're a big
pile of body right now.
Just making
a bunch of noise.
I don't think in the moonlight.
I guess say they're not so
probably their last night there if they're going to leave tomorrow, or are they leaving Friday?
Friday.
Oh, leaving Friday.
Well, yeah. He said I might make it back Saturday night. But you know him. He's logging.
I don't think he's going to come back and spend a night at the casino. Maybe not.
He did last year, so I bet that's what they'll do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's busy fishing. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back.
One more break.
One more.
Oh, yes.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Village of Fort Recovery has several openings for seasonal positions this summer, and they're open to people of all ages. You can go to fortrecovery.org or stop by the Village Hall to pick up an application form, fill it out, and return it to the Village Hall by Friday, February 9th. The seasonal job openings they have are pool manager, assistant pool manager, lifeguards, park maintenance, and cleaning and landscape maintenance. If you're interested in one of these seasonal jobs working for the Village, pick up your application at the Village Hall or go to fortrecovery.org and print out the application form. Then take your application to the Village Hall by Friday, February 9th. The Village of Fort Recovery is an equal opportunity employer. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Marion Local and Saturday's boys' home game with Fort Laramie will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $5 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $6.
Who's this? Black is black. Black is black. Who sings that?
Back in.
But is it back is black? Back in black?
Black and blue?
Black is black.
Back.
See you, Chief.
See you, Chief. In
black. Man, a police officer coming in here. Huh? Might be in trouble. Brandon was in here. What do you want? You doing anything wrong?
Neil.
You all right?
You've been vandalized.
Somebody mentioned to me that they saw somebody walking down my alley with a towel on their head and a sword and a shield. And Brandon has surveillance cameras around his property, and I asked him to look into it. It was somebody that was just
goofing around.
Yeah. It wasn't anything serious.
Well, it's a classic.
Oh, no.
It's like the clown thing all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry. Neil hates clowns.
Clowns are bad.
No, I don't hate them. They hate me.
No, well, Neil,
I'm not very nice to them.
Neil got beat up by a clown when he was like six, and ever since then he's hated him. Huh? Is this Robbins out there on 219? What was his name?
Dave.
No, Dave's nope, dad.
Dave's
JJ.
Dad.
JJ.
He was the only clown that I actually liked ever.
JJ tripped me one time. He hates clowns.
No, JJ. JJ tripped me. Never did anything like that.
He says he's a clown. He wants to beat him up.
JJ was awesome. He was the only funny clown I've ever seen.
No, you go home tonight. There might be one under your bed. So think about that when you're going.
It would be kind of. As long as he stays there.
Whatever.
He'd stay in the flatulence.
It'd be comical.
Flatulence. Is that burps?
That's fine.
Nope. That's lovely.
That's those babies.
Yeah.
So what was he talking about? We was talking about
Baseball.
We was talking about we got like 10 home games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes that schedule up? Oops. There we go.
There's Flash.
That's Bubba is here.
Bubba's back.
That does sound like Bubba. I love that sound. Hey, so anyway, so you got 10 home games. How many games you play all together?
27.
So 27, when you figure rain out, how many games you usually play? Do you usually get 20 in?
They usually try to make them. Recently, they've been getting in 25 or so.
25.
When Hobbs was here, we would get 27. He would play in anything.
Yeah. Yep. And
lately,
go anywhere.
We get 20. We get 20 in. That's pretty good.
We got two good trips here, too.
There wasn't many rain out. What's your good trips?
We play at Fifth Third Field.
Fifth Third.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's in middle of the season.
Who do you play there?
Yeah.
Kettering Alter.
We ain't messing around.
How do you get them
games?
Bring it on.
And then we opened up the season in Columbus.
We opened up two games.
Who?
Who you got there? Worthington Kilbourne.
Mr. Woods, coach over there. So
yeah, that'd be neat.
Remember Mr. Woods that was here? Was he the JV coach or what was he?
He was a when Hobbs was here. He was a like he was like a.
He just kind of helped.
Yeah. I'll be dang. So that's how you get that one scheduled. Yeah. So we're starting. We're going to be in, where'd you say, Columbus?
Columbus.
At what stadium?
No.
Doubleheader.
No,
Columbus.
We play. Our first team is at home.
First game's at home.
Scrimmage with Indian Lake.
Scrimmages don't count.
We usually play Salina the first game.
We play Salina the
first. We play Salina after that.
Yep.
Old Dogs are usually pretty competitive.
Well, back when we weren't very good, we used to play Salina, and however we did against them, we could tell if we were going to be a decent team or a terrible team.
They're actually nice. I heard they're going to be 500 if best.
Really? Yep.
So we're going to have a couple hurdles.
With Lonsway, they're...
He's gone, right?
Yeah. You hear about that, his situation? He's a red shirt now.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently he didn't have, I don't know what Nick was talking about someday. I don't think he had enough credits from something. He was red.
Okay, so red go looking at this year's team. You got hitters on that team? Anybody can hit the ball?
Him.
Can't hit it. What do you average hitting last year?
Better hit.
But yeah.
He's 33, I think.
That ain't enough. You got to be a 400 hitter in baseball to
Nick Will.
Well, we got hitters on the team, don't I'm asking. 300 ain't getting it.
He just named three or four right there.
300? But you batted 400.
Pretty good.
What, 300?
No. Why? We got four guys that can hit.
We got hitters, you say.
Yeah.
Hitters ain't a problem. We ain't bad. Long ballers?
I don't know.
Dial nines?
Last year we played first game. Twaitzy hit one in the tree. He said up at
the hit one out.
So, yep. You ever hit one out?
Kate hit one out for sale.
I've practiced. Never a game. I hit one out going into the tournament that Hobbs' senior year. I hit one out during practice.
Yeah.
Right field.
Stride into that ball.
Stride into it.
Coach.
I like it.
Absolutely. So, we're having a good baseball. We saw about it. You got 10 home games in baseball. In basketball, there's no question home field. I mean, home court matters. Baseball?
No. Nope. Yeah, probably not.
Whatever.
No.
You got many diamonds you play at that are that the ball reacts different because of whatever. It's all pretty well.
I mean, it's really. I mean, Delphus ain't a great.
No.
They're all a dirt infield. I mean, there's no. At least in the MAC, there's no. I love Cole Waters' place. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets.
And then Verse Hills is actually pretty nice. I like.
How's our diamond rank?
Mm-hmm. I'd probably say we're third.
That ain't bad.
Oh, we got a good diamond. What's that we want to build a new diamond for?
We need more. We need some work.
We don't need a new diamond. We just set our diamond third in the MAC.
Well,
why do we need a diamond?
Need some work. We need some work this year.
What's the problem?
Fair amount and stuff. You just got to get that stuff done. And they cut out the edges.
So we still got plans to build something different?
I think it's in the works.
Let's get some money. Let's be raising some money.
We just need a bigger parking lot.
Parking lot.
We do need
a different parking lot. Parking lot's terrible.
We need a restroom.
Down to
need a bathroom. Definitely need a bathroom. You can't be urinals. Urinating in urinals.
Can't be porta potties.
Out on them.
That is really low class.
That's bad. I agree.
That's just
first home.
That
game
does not reflect
during
well
the
on
season.
Us.
Is March 27th with Lincoln View.
Then so if we have to play 25 games, how many are we going to win? We going to win 15.
Oh, yeah.
15 and 10? Be happy at 15 and 10 right now?
No.
I'd go higher. No. I'd go way higher.
Yeah.
Way higher. I mean, you're going to win. V, what do you think, coach?
20.
You ain't going 20 games out of 25.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
We have two of the best pitchers around. And you got hitters.
Should be decent.
Gotta be decent.
Yeah. Just talking about the MAC, I think in baseball, the MAC's going to be down this year. I mean, Minster's going to be Minster. I mean, they're always solid.
They're going to be good.
Versailles is going to be, it's going to be between, I really think the MAC's going to come down to us, St. Henry, or Versailles.
Coldwater. You ever count Coldwater out in baseball, for God's sake?
Don't ever count Coldwater out.
Huh?
I don't think they're down.
Yeah, but they have that mystique.
No matter.
That's got a screwed up print on
that. So we got a lot of seniors on the team this year?
Bunch. 8 or 9.
So you done then after this year, probably? Huh? Covers are bare, you're done? That's what you're going
to
do?
Yeah, Wednesday state championship. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk off in the sun.
Oh, that'd be awesome, sunset. Wouldn't it, huh?
That's the way to
Division
go
Division 3 should be interesting.
Huh?
Division 3 will make it for sure interesting.
It'll be interesting. We got to beat Coldwater.
Yep.
Can you pitch under pressure? Huh? Okay, you ever had a big game pitching?
Huh? Sure,
well, last year.
Really?
He pitched a great game of ourselves, but you ran out of gas.
You ever choke?
Salina, I'm not saying this is a really choke. I mean, Salina, my very first start, or I came in. You remember that at Salina? That was my very first game at.
Oh, well, that ain't bad. I remember that game.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Played right there at Salina.
Yeah.
Imagine that. We played Salina at Salina.
Yeah, Versailles' game would have to be my top.
You pitched good against Versailles.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Really?
Stamina. We got to get more stamina out of you.
Yeah.
We got to get you to the sixth inning.
What's he, a four inning guy right now?
Four, five. Last year.
Pitchers run. Pitchers run wide
run
open.
Run a lot.
That's how they do. They got to run. They run all the way. Run to Portland back.
Running wide open.
That's what pitchers do.
Give me a big Mac while you're over there. Run it back to my house.
Is he confused with cross country?
Nah, pitchers run. Hey, that's a fact.
Pitchers
run.
Yep, legs are big.
Don't lift a lot of weights either. Don't get too muscular. It's a fact. It's
Stretching stuff.
Stretch them. Flexibility.
Calves. Leg muscles.
Flexibility.
Thanks, Coach.
Build leg muscles. What else is going on, Pete? What else is happening here?
It's happening.
Huh? What about school? Ain't going on to school?
Huh? Not really.
Not really.
School chili supper. We got chili supper.
Chili supper night. Friday night.
No.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah.
This Friday?
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
4:30 to 6:30.
Hey, by the way, the community club had their fish fries. It went good.
How was that? Yeah, I didn't get out there.
Why didn't you get out there?
Because I worked and then I went to the game. Can't have fish fry on a game night.
That's right. We can't. I agree with you 100%.
And, you know, it's not a home game night.
But there's a game every Saturday now. Used to be had that for years. Yeah. They had that weekend open. Because of
22 games got added to.
They used to keep that open for a makeup if they needed it. And then.
You know what we used to do? We used to have the card dance. Yeah.
Good crowd.
Good crowd out there?
Yeah. Good crowd.
About went out afterwards. I didn't know. Last year we sat out.
I bugged out about 9:30, but I don't know what time you guys left or not.
I got out there before the game, but they started at 4:30. I got there at 4:15. They had everything out, and I just ate. Was out of there
fish
by 5.
Good?
It was really good.
I didn't have any.
Didn't have any?
Really?
I didn't have any.
10 pounds.
Why not?
I'm on an Atkins diet. I didn't have one piece.
Meat.
Okay, breaded meat. Breaded. That shit, that'll kill you.
Breaded bad?
Oh, terrible.
Ooh.
So other than that, what else happened?
I'm not much of a diet. Mm-hmm.
Will Holman, though, he talked about him calling in. He's going to call in.
Willie.
Will ain't calling in. I like to talk to him a little bit.
Willie had religion tonight.
Yeah.
I said, that's good boy. Go to religion, then give us a call afterwards.
Or them guys skip out of religion much?
I don't know.
Huh?
We have men here, they probably do.
No, I think they usually wait till after.
They wait till 9, don't they?
Yeah. Quarter till.
We'll probably do that next week. We're about due to get the girls, the boys, and the swim team in.
That's what you need to do.
Each week.
Should we call Bubba?
Yeah, call him.
Call him and see what he's going on.
His number's in there.
Sunburnt. He might have passed out.
I don't know how to find
it. That's fine. I don't know about those four.
He's karaoke in some place right now. Guaranteed.
Hey, then we can hear him sing.
Yep, he's singing. I guarantee it. I mean, you got us winning.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I really don't know about those first.
He's probably talking to somebody.
And then really that Kettering Alter team, I don't know much about.
He's calling you.
They're down, I heard.
Who, Alter?
Yep. But still big school.
Yeah. I have 3 or 4 losses.
That's about perfect. Play 25.
3 or 4 losses. Come on, boys.
22.
Reality.
22.
You're going to lose a couple, you ain't expect to win. Lose. You got to know.
Yeah. I pulled that up.
I have us losing on Walpock. Walpock's going to be.
They'll be good.
They'll be.
But we had them beat last year.
Yeah. That's the game. That was one of my other games I pitched. At Walpock, that 16-15 game we lost.
Yeah. Killer. They'd score 3, we'd score 3. They'd score 3, we'd score 3. Back and forth. Back and forth. Lost her at the end.
Yeah.
But we also didn't pitch somebody because Jerry said we had to save somebody for the next night because he said, I ain't doing that anymore. Winning the damn game.
No, no luck. Todd Holman, he's in Florida now, too. I think he left for Florida today.
Oh, yeah?
Todd did?
Yep. Went to some kind of a dealer's
deal. Does anybody work anymore?
I don't know. It's unreal.
I don't get it.
More power to him.
I'm with you. It's awesome.
I'm 50. Going to be 59 here this next week, you know, in a second.
59?
I'm about dead.
Good night, Gracie.
Absolutely. I won't see 60. I pulled my shoulder out of place
last
night.
You've been doing that.
Sitting in the lazy 50. Boy.
Breeze past 50.
I'm serious. I was sitting in the lazy boy last night, and next thing I know, I can't move my shoulder.
Can't move.
I pulled my shoulder muscle while I was sitting in the lazy boy.
Huh? That's tough, man.
That's unbelievable. You gotta get better, lazy boy.
I'm just going to keep it. You need to keep this somewhere. So Reese wrote it down. He's going to have he's got us at 20 wins this season. Well, I can write this down.
Hello.
Hey, we got Bubba. Hey, Bubba, you're on Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Bubby.
Where you at, Bob?
I'm in Bonita Springs, Florida.
We got you karaoke. Are you karaoke tonight?
No.
Nope.
We karaoke last night.
How'd you do?
Solid?
It was good.
You were solid.
Yeah.
How'd Mudboat do?
Yeah. Mudboat?
Yeah, how do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured that'd be a good one.
Yeah, right.
So
Mudboat, Johnny Cash girl all night.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, how's it going tonight?
All right, good. Our girls team's lost two games, Bob. How many games are we going to have in the loss column at the end of this season?
How many games will our girls lose in season?
Yep. End of the season.
I'm going to say...
Not counting the tournament, of course. Regular season.
I mean, I like 17-5.
Oh, so we're going to lose three games.
Three more games. Huh? Who's getting us?
Who's getting us?
I don't even know our schedule.
Well, you know we got Minster.
I know we got Versailles and Minster, right?
No, Versailles beat us this week.
We lost.
Oh, that's right. We got Coldwater.
We'll beat them.
They can't beat us.
Tri-Village. Yeah. No chance.
Tri-Village sucks.
Franklin Monroe, come on.
They suck.
Cinnamon Valley, are you kidding me?
We got one loss yet, it looks to us like.
We got one loss in the books.
Yeah, I'd say you're right.
Okay, so our boys team is one game above 500 right now. They're 7-6. Will they end the season up 500?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to win out of 22.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm going to call you right back.
All right.
Call you right back.
Call us right back.
Okay. All right. Later.
He ain't going to call us right back. Huh?
What's going on here?
Huh? I can hear Jody in the background. Yeah. He wanted no part of us.
Well, I don't know. He may have got his food. Might have got his food delivered to him.
He's getting ready.
Shovel that in and steak give us a call.
He's happy.
All this list, I'll say 18. I say we lose.
Or he might have got a call from Cooper's.
18.
Two games unexpected.
I shut his phone off.
I mean,
we play Indian Lake.
Scrimmage.
All right. Discount that.
Indian Lake, pretty good team usually?
Yeah, they're usually decent.
Not too bad.
Saturday is our opener. Doubleheader, Worthington, Kilbourne, Westerville Central.
Ooh. When's our season actually
start?
We'll
get one of them for sure.
Is it March sometime?
Monday, March 19th, our very first
game. That ain't very far away.
24th.
That's the day. That's 2 days after the state basketball championship.
It's probably all right.
That's the day after I get back from Las Vegas, the NCAA tournament. Vegas? That is right around the corner, bub. You better be practicing.
We're about
to. When's your practice start then?
When does practice start? February? Late February.
Yep.
We got any basketball kids right now play baseball?
A few. No, but
we got a whole lot.
It's going to be Cade. And then I think
who else?
Ian Holman will help us.
Ian?
For sure, off the bench. And I think he'll DH for eventually. He'll start DHing for somebody. He has a swing. If he can get power going through the ball, he's
a good hitter.
Yeah.
He's a good hitter.
Huh? Awesome.
Who else we got?
Mike.
Anybody else? I don't think we got anybody else playing.
Martin. Regan, other than JV.
Yeah.
They'll be JV like.
Players, maybe.
I don't know.
Is Regan going to do baseball or is he going to do track?
Ryan Post.
I heard it. I was talking to him, I don't know, a week or two ago. He acted like baseball is going to be.
Okay. Because he's a track star.
Ryan Post would be a good baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think?
He's going to be a good baseball player.
Yeah. Gavin Toby, if he's going out, I see
his crazy dad. His crazy dad tells me. That day.
Miguel?
He ain't sure he's playing basketball next year. He likes baseball so much. He might just focus on baseball.
He was going to do that this year.
Outpost.
He was going to do that.
Oh, he was not. That kid better stay with basketball.
Ryan?
Pretty good shooter.
Yeah.
And pretty good ball handler. Smart kid.
He better stick with basketball.
Very aggressive. Yeah, I like
it. We'll drive right through his glass window. He takes that kid out of basketball. Outpost and Tammy, their kid's going to play basketball.
Got to.
They both love basketball.
Got to.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Plus, but they also like baseball, too. This might be our friend Bubba calling back. Welcome back, Bubba.
Hello, boys.
Bobby, what was going on there, Bob?
Bobby?
Fill us in.
Well, we had some guests. We had to say goodbye.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Good job. Good job.
We had fish fry tonight. What did we have to eat, boys?
Fish.
We had triple tail. What's that mean?
Triple tail.
And Pocono, sheephead.
Oh, delicious.
Sheephead.
That's so a white good. Meat.
It was so good, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Fish eating machines.
Potatoes.
Is Pat the kind of the guy that... Pat the guy that does all that cooking?
Walleye and Pat. I just sit back. I mean, I...
You said
you got her made?
Bubba did eat.
Bubba does the eating.
Oh, yeah, I did eat.
He always sends these little Snapchats of him going out fishing, but he doesn't show any Snapchats of him catching anything.
I want to see I want to hear his golf score.
Yeah.
How you hitting it?
Well,
how you been hitting it?
I played all right. I shot 85 first day. Play tomorrow.
Not too bad.
Shot 42 with my wife, so that was fun.
Oh, but that was fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Huh? That was a lot
I dare
of fun,
stick a fork in my eyeball.
Wow. Ouch.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Have you caught any fish?
What?
Have you caught any fish? You personally, have you caught any fish? Have you reeled one in?
I caught a bunch of fish.
Have you caught fish?
Taking any of them off?
Yeah.
You taking them off the hook or mudboat doing that? Jody doing that for you?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious or not?
Yeah.
No, they're pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bet.
I mean, I can't.
You can't.
Boy, we've been coming down here for a couple of years now.
You got her down pat.
Dialed in.
Yeah.
You're golfing good. When you come back home?
We're coming back home. We're leaving here Friday.
You bringing Pat and Mary back with you? We'd kind of like to see them again.
No, they're staying till the end of the month.
End of the month.
Oh, good for them.
Next week.
Yeah, Walleye and Judy are staying till the end of February.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've seen your snapshots and pictures, and we're jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Life is good, bub. Yep. That's what you live for. That's why you work your butt off every day, so you can do that kind of crap.
That's right.
Special. Yeah,
yep. But that don't mean FRA, dude, don't miss you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you boys are doing a great job.
Let me ask you this. How about give me a Super Bowl prediction?
Yeah. Your boy
Super
Tommy?
Super Bowl prediction?
Yeah.
Can't go against him, can you?
Hey.
Yeah.
Pain. In the famous words of Mr. T.
Yep.
Pain.
That means you're taking New England, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This has got 46 to 13 right all over it.
He's unbelievable.
But one thing I did bring up tonight, were you listening at all tonight?
No.
Okay, since.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
That's all right.
Thanks.
No, it's all right.
It's
all
right. Bubba and Fee show.
You can listen in the archives.
Yeah. Can't even get Bubba to listen to the Bubba and Fee show. How the hell are we supposed to keep this thing going?
Hey, since the flying to the hoops, Minster and Versailles played in that. They both teams have played nothing but overtime games since, and they've both lost two or three.
Fort Laramie and Minster.
I'm flying to the hoops.
The flying to the hoops curse.
Wide play to the flying to the hoops. It destroys teams. It beat us back in what year would that have been? 2012. It cost us the league championship.
State championship away from us.
I wish Coach Patch would call in. I'd set him straight on that. The dumbest thing we ever did was playing that flying to the hoops.
No.
A bunch of kids out there playing recess ball. That's all it was. I seen a whole four games of it last week. Doesn't teach our kids anything. In or out?
I'm out.
He's out.
All right.
I'm out. 100% out.
Wouldn't buy that.
We disagree on that one.
Bubba loves the fun of the hoops.
We always disagree.
What else we got? Anything, Bob?
Yeah. Well, we got Tiger Woods coming back tomorrow.
Talked about that.
That is right.
$10, he don't make
Are
the
you
cut.
Racist?
$10, he don't make the cut.
$10, he makes the cut.
There you go. I bet you 10.
Yeah.
Write that down.
You're on.
$10.
Put her in the books.
I'm excited for Tiger.
I don't understand.
Tiger.
He says he's always doing this. This tournament, these tournaments up until April, just to get him ready for the big Masters. That's his goal.
That's right. He's just getting ready for the majors.
Get her dialed.
I don't.
Yeah, that's big.
That is big.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah, I know it is.
I'll tell you what. I can bet you this much. I bet their TV rankings go up. Ratings go up about 10 times when he plays.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, what about talk about the baseball schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're loving it.
So
Reese has got
about
20 wins.
Stillborn and Columbus Hartley or whoever it is.
Yep.
Westerville Central.
Whoever.
At Columbus there. Think about this. This team's big time. We're going to Columbus for a doubleheader with them two teams. Then we're playing down at the Gym Stadium down there in Dayton. And who are we playing there?
Dayton Gems. Dayton Gems.
Let me ask you this,
Dayton
Bill.
Gems. Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna play on your anti, your anti flying to the hoops, right?
Yeah, I hate
yeah.
it. So, what about playing Alter at fifth, third field?
Oh, I have no problem with that. No, because basketball is a totally different thing. We're playing base. We're playing basketball.
Did you just hear that fart?
No, who farted?
Wallhock.
Wallhock, the big one.
Who did it?
Oh my God! It's Goodman. A sick ceiling fan. But I'm still listening. If anyone's still listening.
Okay. It's different, Bob, because we're playing in the MAC. We're 3-4 doing this during the season. We're leading the league. You hear that? We're leading the league, and then yeah. we stop it, and we go down there to Dayton and get our butts kicked by a team from Columbus, Walnut Ridge, who destroys us, who makes us think that we're just no good. In baseball, these guys are competing against this team. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I think you're stupid.
No, but hey, that's an easy comeback. I'm saying, give me reasons why that isn't why I'm wrong. Give me one reason why I am wrong.
Okay,
so never gave me a reason.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say we go down there and we throw Twayze.
Yeah.
And they throw the stud, and we get beat 7-0.
Yeah.
Does that hurt us?
Yes, it'll hurt Twayze for a game or two. Yep. No doubt it will.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it will. Will too.
No.
First of all, the kid. I don't think. I mean, that ain't gonna happen. This kid's the real deal. First of all,
exactly.
That's the difference. This kid's good enough to do that. Whereas if we play Columbus Walnut Ridge in basketball, we got Gelhouse who's dominating this league. He goes down there and he doesn't get a shot off. You tell me how good that is, huh? Pig was over.
So why do you play?
Pig was
Alder
1-11.
Why do you play Alder at fifth, third field? Why do you do it?
Because we can compete with Alder.
No, that's not why you do it. Why do you do it? Why are we doing it?
So the kids get a good experience and all that bull crap, which means nothing.
Okay, so that's
bonded.
Why we're
bonded.
Find other dudes.
Huh?
It's the same thing you do flying the hoops for.
No, because that devastates them. That makes them think about their shot the next time. They can't play for 2 weeks after that. That's exactly what happened. If you think back, we came back and we couldn't shoot for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Gale House averaged 6 points a game for the next 4 games.
Okay.
That's a fact. What else is going on, buddy?
That is not a fact.
Look it up. Google that one time.
Google.
I won't.
I missed
you. Found a good one.
All right, Bob. Have a good rest of your trip. Look forward to seeing you.
Drive safe. See you this weekend, buddy.
All right. Go Indians. Later,
man.
So the Indians are starting and ending the season in Columbus this year.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I like it.
Now you're talking.
Start to finish. Columbus to Columbus. That's our game.
Yep.
That's it. We're fired up.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
So now we're waiting for Will Holman. He probably called in 4 times.
Will he be calling in?
But he couldn't get in.
Let's take a break, and then we'll see what goes on.
Come back. See what Willie's got.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
Ready? You could have said 27 and I wouldn't have clipped.
You'd have been right on it.
That's a good song.
We're back. We're back and we got newly signed Cougar. Gonna be a Cougar, huh?
That's right.
Willie Oman. Well, that's awesome.
Congratulations,
buddy. That is awesome.
Well, that is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, go on. That's just gonna be awesome because I guarantee you, Bubba and Fee and Billy will be up there watching
absolutely.
You play. It's going to be a blast.
I'm excited. I
bet too.
I know I'll see a bunch of people up there.
Hey, I got a question for you. Did you ever get letters or looks from any other like Division I schools or any? What's the biggest school you got looked
what's
at?
What's that?
Did you ever get any letters from any other bigger schools?
I talked to Ball State for a little bit, and I talked to Toledo a little bit because Marty, but nothing really serious.
Not too serious.
Yeah.
Well, you've been talking about St. Francis, haven't you, since the beginning of the football season, wasn't you?
Yeah, I've been in contact with those guys since this summer, so that's kind of. I went on campus there once my junior year just to like take a visit of school, and I was like,
pretty cool.
This place feels it was a cool place, and I just felt like it was the right place at that time already. So,
plus,
I got the chance to play football there.
Great nursing too, right?
Yeah, great nursing program, and
that's a hell of a good, hell of a good football team, right?
Yeah, back to back national.
They're very good.
Well, they're about to get better.
They're going to get better.
I went there one game this year, and it's just they were a machine. They marched the ball up and down the field the whole game. I don't think they got stopped once. It was awesome to watch. They're good.
So you're thinking, Willie, you go up there, I'm sure you're going to try to be a running back, right?
Yeah, running back, but prior to sit and wait maybe for 1 or 2 years, but I think I'll get my shot. They have a junior running back this year, or we have senior next year that I think he's going to get NFL tryouts, so I don't know if I can compete with that.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Well,
he's good.
So how was the signing day? Did the coach come down and make a big deal out of it?
I think, they'll come down.
Yeah.
I didn't just commit it now, but they'll come down. Signing day is the 7th, but mom and dad are out of town that day, so we got to push it back to, like, the sometime in 2 weeks. Not next week yet, but, coach will come down and picture and, make the big deal out of it.
That'll be awesome, buddy. Well, you're well-deserved, man. You worked your butt off to get that.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun to put in the work and watch it finally pay off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, they made Reese go up to Michigan. They didn't come down here.
Reese got his done, too.
Yeah, they're going to come to Fort Recovery, so.
That's good.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of got to be kind of cool. I mean, you probably haven't thought about it too much, and as the years go by, it'll probably mean more to you. But the amount of times your name is in that record book, you know, that's going to be something that could be there for quite a while. I mean, that's kind of a hell of a feat you had there.
That is a hell of a feat.
For the years you used
to run. Yeah, it was cool to, put it down on the program, I guess, and just not even like this record, it's just... It helped the team, like just the four straight playoffs, and just, the team,
that's
the team part
awesome.
About it's cooler than anything. Yeah, I mean, like, help the team win a state championship, and it's just better than the individual records to watch it help the team more than anything.
So, like, when we won the state, you're a freshman?
Sophomore.
He's a sophomore.
Oh, sophomore.
That
year, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Schreier got hurt, and the big guy stepped in.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Kyle gets hurt, we're thinking, oh.
We're done. Will says,
we're fine.
We're fine, boys.
To be real honest, I wasn't real worried because Will had come in lots of times.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and he played quite a few minutes, but in some games, most of the time, he just wasn't in there the whole time. So you just don't know for sure how durable he's going to be. But I was pretty sure I knew, and turned out I'm pretty happy I was right.
So the best part about that was everyone else was in. They were in week 10 form, and I was still in week 2, week 3 form. I was still fresh because I didn't really have any carries on my legs at all.
Absolutely. Feeling good.
Yeah. Well,
you're pretty damn modest about your accomplishments. I know you that about you. So you just handle yourself well, and it's just always been fun watching you play.
Yeah, we just wish you'd smile more.
So how about the coach? How many games has he seen? Did he actually get down here and see some games?
No, he didn't watch any of the games.
I didn't know he did, not either. So most of that is films that he watched, probably?
Film. Yeah. Film, and then I went up to camp there in last April. I went up to camp up to in Fort Wayne, and then...
Yeah.
So when you go to a camp, and you see the kids you're really up against when it comes to who's getting recruited, you leave there, you think, yeah, I can play with these guys. Is that kind of the mentality you got?
I mean, when I first started going to camps, I mean, I didn't go to many camps my freshman year and then my sophomore year. I mean, you go to some of the really big camps, you're like, I can't compete with these guys. But, like, you go to the camps, like, you size guys up and you're like, they're not as good as...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me, I go to the camps and I'm just... I mean, I talk to kids, but I'm not... Those kids go out there and they're running around doing this and that. And, I mean... At the end of the day, you're probably a better football player than this guy anyway. So
but the thing too, Willie, I mean, you think about the competition you play against in the MAC. I mean, there's some damn good players out there, and you dominated. I mean, you've dominated the MAC this year at running back, which is pretty damn cool because it ain't like there's a lot of bad lines out there in the MAC.
Yeah.
So that's got to give you a little confidence anyhow.
Yeah, you go to the other recruits or whatever, and they ask, what division are you? And it's like Division Six. Like, oh, I'm like, not the same Division Six you're thinking.
Yeah, you're not in the right. Yeah, come play.
So I'm not asking you to give us a prediction about what our football team is going to be like next year or the following year, but can you tell us, are these kids coming up or as active in the weight room as what you guys and your classmates were throughout the years? Do we got a bunch of hard workers coming up?
Yeah, we got some hard workers coming up, and I think the big thing about the next year and the years to come, I mean, I think our skill guys are going to be kind of bare next year, but we'll have some young guys that are definitely ready to come up, and they're working hard in the weight room right now. We got the class in eighth period that I'm in there with about probably, I mean, there's a bunch of freshmen really more than anything in that class. And you can see that they're starting to kick it into gear. And you don't learn it. That eighth grade going to the freshman summer, you're getting stronger, but you don't really know how to lift yet. And then you going into that winter of that freshman year, you start seeing kids that actually pick everything up, and then they get fired up. It's cool to watch because you watch it every single year, and it's just cool to see how big a stride you make from that.
Yeah.
Summer to all the way to the end of winter when you're testing out in spring and their weights are going up 50, 75 pounds, and 6 months. It's just cool to see.
So, like, when you're okay, so when you're up there and you see these freshman kids who are probably like you just talked about when you go to college, they probably seem intimidated as hell, and they just ain't sure this is what they want to do. And my God, I'll never be that strong or fast. Do you, as a senior, ever, and even maybe so some of them are thinking about this ain't for me? Do you guys ever get with them and say, just stick this out, it'll be all right?
I mean, I don't think it really goes as far as just, if we hear the word of someone they're trying to quit, I don't think it's like that, we'll talk to them. But I mean, other than that, it's just really staying positive in there. And
yeah.
If you're positive, everyone's good. Everyone kind of enjoys it because it's kind of a positive atmosphere. And if you keep it that way, everyone has fun. It's just good.
Well, that's what you work for. I think as a teammate and as a senior, you have to be the one that's got to be the leader out there. And the best leadership you can possibly do is make it fun, you know. And I think when the guys are laughing, having some fun, and working hard, you know, good things are going to happen.
So Block was always really really.
He's our weight guy.
He's our weight guy, right?
Yeah,
he still is.
He still is. Yep,
he's still is. He's a man.
Been there since our freshman year. I know he's been there for how many years before me. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I
don't see him leaving anytime soon. And
I kind of remember the weight room. To me, kind of jumped out. I remember the Shane twins. Them boys were like, I mean, they couldn't get in there enough, you know. And I think all of a sudden it just seemed like it started feeding. And man, oh man, you guys got good. You got good fast.
Yeah, those were definitely the guys my freshman year going into. I mean, I lifted in the 7th and 8th grade too. I started then, and I was ever since 7th, 8th grade freshman year. You looked up to Seth Regal. You looked up to Alex, and haven't changed in the weight room because they always had the. You saw them. They had the 2-3 plates on in the weight room, and you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of weight. But I mean, now you got all these guys that are just, they've worked so hard for that long that they're right there with them, and then you got Matt Keese and Andrew Stocker, they're way above them, and you know what?
I remember
those guys definitely set the way people work in the weight room. I think they definitely set that.
Yeah. And you know, like you said, it means more to you for the 4 years putting us in the playoffs. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. I mean, we've had football for 20 years now, and you know, I bet you can go back to half of them, well, most all of them kids that played, they would have gave anything to get to the playoffs. And you guys got to do it every damn year, and that's just awesome. I mean, that's just awesome. That shows how much dedication you guys had as a class.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, like the last 2 years, junior and senior year, we had bigger goals. But I mean, looking back at it now, it's just the dent that we made on the program. I think it's just awesome that you look back at it, everything now, it's just really cool.
It is. And you know, you've gave high expectations to the younger kids. I mean, I think that's what you shoot for now. You don't just shoot to win 3 or 4 games. You shoot to get to the playoffs and win the damn thing.
Yeah, you get to the playoffs, and then you're going to do whatever you can do to get to that final game. I mean, every year, that's just what the mindset that we have in our program now, which is awesome.
It's kind of, I'm probably not, as far as you looking back as growing up, having parents like you have who have probably pushed you to play whatever kind of sports you possibly wanted to play and supported you throughout, and then I'd say, you know, do you ever look at any of your teammates and just realize how fortunate you are from that standpoint, you know, as far as they probably followed you everywhere and taking you everywhere. I can remember back when I played, and that's been like 120 years ago. But some of these guys that I played with, you'd look over and their parents wouldn't even come to the games.
No.
You know, and you just realize at that point how fortunate it was that, you know, there'd be dad standing up there in the corner and stuff, no matter what the hell I did. And I wasn't very good at it, let alone like Will is, but you just realize how fortunate you are with the support you got at home.
Absolutely.
And with your mom and dad, I mean, they're second to none.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, mom and dad the whole time, I mean, they taught us, like, you got to be thankful. Like, every game you come out, hug grandma, hug grandpa, and it's just the way it's been. Like, I grew up going to dad's softball games every Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way we grew up. And then once that pushed over, dad comes to our games. I mean, it's just, everyone enjoys it, and it's just nice to have everyone that supports you. It's awesome.
It is cool.
And it's just, I mean, you can't take it for granted at all because you see the other people that their parents maybe come to one game their whole high school career at senior night. I mean, it's
Yeah, that's right. You ever asked your dad who his favorite coach was of all time?
I never have.
Ask him that one time.
He's not going to say Bill Stockler.
He's going to say Bill Stockler, seventh grade coach.
He's
going
to say Bill Stockler. All right.
Hey, by the way, did he ever tell you? I can't remember who I bet. I bet some clown from Marion Local that you would gain 150 yards against him.
And yeah, I think he did tell me that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so I'm sitting out at the campground that night. I couldn't go to the game. And you had like 100, and I'm guessing 20 or something, 110. And then you broke one off for a long gainer.
Big one.
But I'm sitting there in a group of about 15, 20 people that didn't really know what my bet was. And I freaking jumped up. And I was high-fiving people that didn't even know me.
Had no idea.
I think I won me $50, I believe.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, say, oh, hey, I owe you dinner sometime. Will,
owe me dinner. That sounds good.
There you go.
You gotta tell me before bets like that, I'll run a little harder.
I was going to, except I was afraid it'd be against some kind of rule there for the high school. Yeah, so I don't want to go there.
Will, the downside of Bill buying you a dinner, you're gonna have to sit there with him.
Hey, I'll tell you your stories. All right, Will, I'm gonna tell you a story about your dad. And you may have heard this all. Ready for this one? He's a seventh grade basketball player. And we're playing at Salina Fieldhouse. And there's this big guy named, his name was Trent. I'm not sure what his first name was. And he was a big athletic kid for Van Wert. And McLeod. McLeod, I think that's right. So anyway, so he's guarding. He's guarding your pappy as he's bringing it out of bounds. And Todd takes the ball and he tries to throw it over his head, you know, to somebody. And this McLeod, I think it was just Cloud.
Quincy Cloud.
It was just Cloud.
Might have been Cloud.
Yeah, so anyways.
Cloud was a big stud.
He reaches up and he swats the ball. And the ball goes straight up in the air. And your dad backs up 4 feet and catches it out of bounds. Make sure you remind him of that. Because I, to this day, it was the funniest play I've ever seen. He reached up and caught it out of bounds.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll make sure I remind
that kid, though, hey, all you had to do was watch your dad play, and you could tell where you and your brother got your hard nosedness at. And by the way, your sister may be a better athlete than all of you.
Oh, I don't know.
Definitely the best basketball player in the family. I go to the JV games. Where did she get this from?
Soon we're going to have Troy Homan calling in saying,
wait a minute.
Hey.
Hey, whoa.
No, we haven't seen him play yet.
I'll tell you what, there against Versailles,
yeah.
She hit that big bucket. She had like 14.
Yeah, she played a great game.
She had a tremendous game.
She had a great game.
16 the Saturday before.
Yeah. Had all her softball girls there. That was perfect.
Not getting that shot from Will, though.
I don't know where that came from, but anyways. Looks like.
Hey, how about the hand? How you doing, buddy?
How the hand's going good? I mean,
is it good?
I got 7 weeks of therapy in. I got about 4 or 5 more, but my bends, my flexibility's about all back now. It's just,
is it good?
Thing now, so
we got to start concentrating on gripping that bat.
Yeah, Dad's got me back to work already.
That's what I like to hear. Hey, Neil just came out and said we start the season in Columbus against.
We
got a doubleheader. Yep.
Yeah, we're Kilborn and Westerville Central.
Westerville Central. So Neil
really
says
good teams, but
we're going to start the season in Columbus and finish the season in Columbus. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a good plan to me.
It's a great plan, buddy.
We got hitters on this team.
Bill's down on our head. We got hitters on this team.
All the way through the lineup.
I mean, are you serious? We got some hitters?
Everyone.
We ain't base dealers. Anybody can steal any bases?
I don't think we have anyone to steal bases.
Huh? Maybe Will might be able to steal
one. Will steal a base?
Will might get a
couple.
Might
be able to get one.
We need a number two ace off in our pitching staff, too. I know that. Who's our number two?
Cade Wendell, I think.
Oh, what about number three? It ain't Reese, is it?
I'm by Reese
Bob.
Yeah. We just talked
about
Reese Bob. Reese Bob's number one.
We're solid.
Twatesy's
number four.
Well, looking forward to another successful season of sports here,
that'll
Bob,
fun,
with you
buddy.
Involved with it.
Yep, I hope so.
Let's go out with a bang.
That's right, guys.
Yes, sir, buddy. Thanks for calling in, Willie. We appreciate it. And congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations.
Proud of you.
Good luck in everything you do.
You betcha, big guy.
See you, Will.
See you, Willie.
Thank you.
Will Holman, about as good as it gets, God. Everybody.
You mean the only one comparable is Brother Ross.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Ross, I mean, Ross, I agree. He's a treasure.
Yep.
Yeah, those are some pretty good people.
He ain't engaged yet. Ross, I think he did. I think he's engaged.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, I think Ross, I bet he is.
Huh?
I bet you $5.
No, yeah, $5 I won't get.
Summer?
I think you're getting married next summer.
No way.
Like I read that somewhere.
No, I'm blessed.
Huh? Read that somewhere. Google that one time.
Google that one time.
Google that, see what happens.
I think he is. I think he's getting married next fall.
He might be. Ross, come on.
I don't know. Check that out. Maybe get a text from somebody. I might have dreamt it. I don't tell I did with that. But
I'm thinking you were dreaming.
Maybe I was asking his mom or something. I don't know. I think it's actual. I think it's fact. Ross Holman's engaged.
He's got a cutie.
Hold on.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Absolutely.
Chuck, according to Facebook, he's in a relationship. It doesn't say engaged yet.
Not engaged.
Well, he ain't fast at that stuff. That's wimpy stuff.
Hold on.
You said you was engaged. You said you was engaged before you even asked your little sweetheart.
Oh, bull crap.
Whatever.
Put her on the spotlight.
What else we got?
I don't know, buddy. I think we're about done.
We're about done.
10 o'clock.
Anybody got anything else?
We got big week coming up.
Oh, huge week.
Big week. We gotta
love this time. I love sitting there at home and getting ready to walk up there to the girls' game. I mean, we're talking about the girls' games, boys' games. Yep. What a neat. I just like doing it.
It is awesome.
Seeing the kids compete.
Yep. Yep, and we got good teams.
Girls at Marion Local tomorrow night. And boys hosting them Friday night.
And Fort Laramie.
And then
boys
Fort Laramie on Saturday night. Going to be
a couple big games for the boys.
Yep.
We might just pull the load off upset time.
Bring it on. Hey, we got them because Fort Laramie just got done playing the flying of the hoop.
Yep, they're done. Yep. They're calling it in.
Going back to William, when you talk, Versailles was there.
Sales is where?
Fine hoop.
It was not.
Yeah, they were.
It was not.
Yeah,
I think they were.
Justin Arms was giving away shoes as arm sleeve. I remember talking about that last week.
$5.
Yep. $5 I'll never get.
Yeah. Well, you're learning.
He's getting smarter.
He wasn't even a loyal listener to the Breakfast with Bill show.
Did they win down there?
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They played somebody, killed them. I was trying to think who it was. It was someone I thought was, Sydney.
Oh, they played Sydney. Yeah, they did. And that good kid had Gordon. He was terrible.
But the one kid left, right?
Who's that?
Arns right there.
Arns. He's a cocky kid. I hope he does good at Ohio State. I'm not a big fan right now.
I'm not either.
No.
I'm a high school non-fan.
I mean, I'm a high school non-fan.
Years before this, he's only averaging 6, and he drops a 38 spot on us.
Dropped a 38, so he caught up.
Then the funny thing was, when they were doing that whole, you guys were there for that one, weren't you? You weren't? Were you there
for what?
Versailles game, boys.
No.
They were when Arns broke the record. Mm-hmm. Petey was at the line shooting 3 shots.
Yep.
The dude talked all the way through on the microphone, and Petey's just firing up shots at the free throw line.
Yeah,
I was just dying.
And I think he made
all 3.
He made 3 buck shots.
I think that is right.
But you know, I don't know if that's the people that shouldn't have been talking or the official should have stopped the game.
I was gonna say, you'd think they'd stop the game, give him the ball or whatever.
Him give it to his dad or mom or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know who gets to decide that.
The cool thing after they brought the second place guy was there, or the first moved the second. He was there.
But you know, they probably got 10 games left.
Yeah.
You know, he could easily beat that by 250 to 300
points.
He's going to
kill that because they may go to Columbus. They always do
well down in that southern
game. Yeah,
so you might seriously be looking at 300, 350 points.
He's probably going to beat it by 100 anyhow.
Yeah, that's
and he
passed Greg in.
Yeah.
And then it was Kyle. Who was that? Gale.
I couldn't think of his name. And he was there.
Yeah, I seen a picture of that.
They did that at, was that half?
After the game.
Quite an accomplishment. Hard to hold that against.
And that was very nice. That was neat.
Hard for. I just have never been a big fan of it in high school, but I'll be rooting my butt off one.
Oh,
next
he
year
goes to Columbus. He's my fan. I'm a big fan.
I agree.
All right, guys. Thanks for being here, Billy. Appreciate you stepping in.
Love stopping up here.
Pretty good show. We had a pretty good show. Talked a little bit about everything. Reese, Chuck, Neil. For the Bubba and Fee Show, we'll see you next week. We'll have the big fella back. Have a good week. Good go, Indians.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. Programming.